Turundusdoktor aitab.
And the last part sounds like that. Hi, we are producing children playgrounds for private houses. The playgrounds are made of wood and look very natural and handmade. Usually Estonians love this type of playgrounds. Now we want to start exporting. What markets would you suggest to choose?
We're in a number of... It's not that easy question. I mean, obviously Russia would be the first... markets you would go in terms of size, or at least Pskovskaya and Leningradska regions, which are the closest to Estonia, and Novgorodska, obviously. But I think at the moment it's almost impossible in terms of sanctions, in terms of euro-ruble ratio. But culturally, we are very close, because I think both Estonians and Russians, we are still pagans. We still have pagan kind of beliefs. We still appreciate the nature. We still do appreciate, and we still believe that nature has a supreme power on the human, not the human. The person somehow is the master of the nature, but nature is somehow supreme, has a higher value than the person, and obviously we appreciate these wooden things, especially for children, because it will be handmade, natural, and we our cultural belief, both for Estonians and Russians, would be everything best to the kids. So even in time of crisis, Russians won't save on healthcare. I mean medicines. And on where their kids, so still we will spend the same amount of money on kids. But there are a number of these political tensions which we can see at the moment between Estonia and Russia, and we still have the same amount of wood as Estonia, or even more.
Yeah, a bit.
So the price of these playgrounds will be much, much less. So I would suggest to go to Finland, where they still have population 5 times more than Estonia, or Denmark as well. Denmark, Finland, Sweden, all these Scandinavian countries, which will treat these playgrounds, I think, the same. But Estonians will offer good pricing. But it's more common sense suggestion. I don't know the reality of the business, honestly.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that probably Russia wouldn't be the first market we here in Estonia currently think of, but I think that your ideas about why it might be a choice, maybe not the first export market, but let's wait until you maybe the times become better and really, if people really do not save money on the children, then playground is a place they do understand that that even despite the bad economic situation, the playground is something you have for the kids. But looking for Latvia, of course.
And you know, all these Baltic countries like Lithuania and Latvia, obviously, you would go first there because it's the easiest way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also, and it probably depends a bit also about the handwriting or what actually you do or how does it look like, because it might be also that it's worthwhile of looking far to the Europe, let's say like Germany, Austria. Maybe even Switzerland, all these countries where you have really also the wood is very appreciated and lots of things are made of wood. But probably you need to write find the right handwriting for the German markets and maybe also the right handwriting for the Baltic markets, because I think that taste-wise they are different, and also the Scandinavian might be the third different type of market. So it might be wise to analyze it kind of from a broader scale, put different markets really and try to compare all the different factors you find in the market, and then to understand that there might be probably one thing also that with the playgrounds, it's an item that is very visualable. It means that when the neighbors come by, they see what you have in your garden, they admire, they want to buy it. So it's very important that you are really well located and try to find the locations that the density of people is intense enough, so that really kind of when you have assembled a couple of playgrounds, then people can really see and get inspired and come and look for something for them as well. So I think that it's more you need to fine-tune more the strategy. It's not about the market, but probably even some communities. Where do you want to be present? What are the maybe, it might be ecological communities where people feel that they want to have the wooden handmade playgrounds or something else. So probably it needs to kind of the micro-targeting.
This is a very important point you've mentioned, but also in terms of collaborations, in all the states you've mentioned, especially Denmark, Sweden, so-called Scandinavian design. It's a brand already, Scandinavian design. So we could advise our clients to go to particular designers, which are maybe not famous, young designers, to offer them a job. To localize the children's playground for Absolutely. Their country in particular, to have some local signatures, local visual thinking. It won't cost a fortune, again, if we'll talk about brilliant designers who are just starting to do the things. And it's interesting task for them, believe me. It's not like they will treat it with some soul. It can be even a competition. So we can invite just from five to ten Danish designers, and the winner gets, let's say, 1,000 euros. It's not a big amount of money, but you will have this localization for Denmark, for Switzerland, for Germany, and you create a big campaign, a buzz. So the small company has created a new emerged trend, cultural trend, playground becoming it's becoming a trend to have a playground.
Absolutely. Very good. Thanks.
These designers, they talk, they interfere, and they will obviously create some buzz behind.
Absolutely.
I would suggest to go there.
Thank you a lot. I think this was a really great idea at the end of our show. So, Maxim, thank you a lot for sharing your interesting ideas about the cultural trends and how to use it in the real life. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we really love to solve it.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.